USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not a fan of House Democrats scheduling an impeachment hearing while he's abroad meeting with foreign leaders at the NATO summit in London.
The Democrats, the radical left Democrats, the do-nothing Democrats, decided when I'm going to NATO, this was set up a year ago, that when I'm going to NATO, that was the exact time.
The president speaking with reporters at the White House before heading off to London. More than 50 million Americans were in the path of rain, sleet, snow, and freezing rain, as many folks are still finding travel to be very dangerous and difficult.
Unless you have four-wheel drive, I would be really careful because I think you'll get stuck.
That motorist speaking there on CBS this morning. Now, it wasn't only snow that caused havoc across the country, as floods were in the southwest, and in Phoenix, they actually had three tornadoes touch down Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The Secretary of State discusses Hong Kong protests and sanctions on Iran during a Monday morning speaking engagement. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Secretary Mike Pompeo first calling on China to uphold its treaty when it took over governance of Hong Kong.
Well, you have a people that is desirous of having the Chinese Communist Party live up to the promise that it made back in 1997. Right? It's a ratified treaty. It sits at the United Nations. They talked about having one country but two systems.
China's now imposed sanctions on the U.S. in response to last week's enactment of a law supporting pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Pompeo also telling an audience at the University of Louisville that sanctions the Trump administration has placed on Iran are working. He says all the administration wants is for Iran to act like a typical nation.
On this Cyber Monday, retailers are expecting online sales to be $9.4 billion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was revealed that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had an undisclosed meeting with President Trump in October at the White House after a public Oval Office meeting in September. As far as what went on in that meeting, Zuckerberg tells CBS News.
We talked about a number of things that were on his mind and some of the topics that you'd read about in the news around our work.
As far as if the president tried to lobby Zuckerberg in any way?
No. I mean, I don't think that's... I think some of the stuff that people talk about or think gets discussed in these discussions are not really how that works. I also want to respect that it was a private dinner, right, and it's a private discussion.
A Missouri hospital has an uncanny occurrence. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
A hospital in Kansas City spent the holiday weekend caring for 12 sets of newborn twins, all of them born premature, and all of them are doing well. The 12 sets of twins are in the neonatal intensive care unit at St. Luke's in Kansas City, Missouri. The hospital believes it's the most twins they've ever had at once. St. Luke's is working to make sure that all of the twins can be home by their original due date, which means some of them will be able to spend the first Christmas at home.
And week 13 of the NFL wraps up on Monday night with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Minnesota Vikings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.